This is the Real Ass Podcast. Here's your host, Luis J. Gomez.
Yo, 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 yo. What is up, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, coming at you. It's a Valentine's Day special, I'll say. I'll call it a Valentine's Day special here on the Real Ass Podcast. In studio, as always, the international superstar, Zach Amico.
Hey, buddy.
Chris motherfucking Tinkle's here.
Yes.
Scopo's here.
What up?
And the regular on the Real Ass Podcast, one of the best in the business, Karen Feehan.
Hi, guys. Hi,
Karen.
Men.
Hi, men.
Hi, men.
Hi, vagina.
What's going on, Karen? How you? It's been a little while since you've been on the show.
I know. I missed you guys so much. I don't think I've ever been here when Tinkle's here.
No.
Or maybe he's just not memorable.
Ooh.
No, I don't know.
Shots fired.
No.
She said you suck.
I mean, like,
why would you?
I'm going to masturbate to her anyway. So. Actually, like, I'll masturbate like the more mean that you are to me.
Isn't that weird? Because are you that type of guy, too? Because I'm that guy. A mean girl is really hot to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, a girl that's just kind of just fucking cunty and mean, like, that gets the blood flowing down there.
I plead the fifth. Yeah. I can't say anything, so I'm not getting in trouble. But yes, I like cunty girls.
Dude, you need to have your girlfriend stop listening to this fucking podcast. What is your problem?
She's not a C-word. She's a strong woman.
You should tell your girlfriend that you don't even do the show anymore. And we'll stop tagging you in. It's fine, dude.
Wow.
It's not that big of a show. It doesn't do that much for you. Dude, we'll stop tagging your name and it gets coming.
You went from a headliner to a middler since you've been on the show.
I know, right?
You're going backwards. Maybe you actually should probably just quit the show.
I'm like second banana to Scobo.
That is really a sad.
Can you just tell her you're kidding? Like, she gets mad about stuff?
Yeah, because I like just say some dumb shit.
I deal with it too, my chick.
Yeah, but can you just say I'm kidding?
It's all
she knows Scobo can't kid.
She's like, but baby, you're funny.
You're not that talented, Scobo.
This fucking cunt. He did it to me twice this week on YKWD and now.
That's fucking great.
That nice was a good job, Zach.
All right, so look, man, it is a couple days before Valentine's Day. This is my first Valentine's Day. I believe that I'm officially single. Last Valentine's Day, my relationship was falling apart. So we didn't spend Valentine's Day together.
It was over, you just didn't officially end it.
Yeah, it was like in a coma on its deathbed.
Did you be anything last year or no?
No. It was bad. I mean, I think we got into a fight a few days before.
So you're like nice not to give anything.
Yeah, I mean, not even that. I mean, it's just a weird thing. I feel like when this year
somebody's gonna take her to a nice dinner at Sylvia's.
That's right.
She's going to Outback, nigga. So yeah, I'm single this year on Valentine's Day. I'm gonna, you know, I got a show at the Stand, but afterwards, here's the thing: I'm not drinking either, but I do want to somehow celebrate being single on Valentine's Day. So I got to figure out something to do. Are you guys doing anything? Oh, you got a girlfriend. Are you doing anything for Valentine's Day? What do you guys got planned?
No, we don't ever really do anything. We just kind of like acknowledge that it's a day. And then we either, I think that we're going to a play like the week later, week after that. Yeah. We don't really conform to this horseshit.
Yeah, yeah. You guys are actually like in love though. You guys do things together. You go on vacation together. I watch you guys taking pictures together on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like I never see Zach taking pictures with his girlfriend. I never see Scopo taking pictures with his girlfriend.
No, I do. On Instagram,
what?
I do.
You're going to kill me.
I mean, dude,
I wasn't
what?
Recording video. You're going to... I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
Well, how long are we into the show?
It's the power button, right? Isn't it the first page of the manual?
We're 4 minutes in. Everything... I mean, the audio is recorded, but we don't have video. I'm really sorry.
Dude, he's admitting fault. It's okay. He's admitting his fault.
100% my fault. I'm
really
sorry.
But if you keep
you
fucking
wanted him
up,
yesterday, you wanted him to admit fault.
Do me a favor.
I know I fucked
Start up. Recording the fucking video.
You know,
I did.
Scopo, I'm going to go on a limb and say that Lewis would rather have him get shit right than admit he's wrong.
It's the first step, dude.
No. It's not the first step. I mean, I should say this. Let me relax. Because he did come a long way from last week's show, which is he pressed the power button on the computer in the middle of the show by accident. And then he didn't, instead of going, hey, dude, I'm really sorry, I just hit the power button. He went, dude, this fucking computer, man, the power button's so sensitive. That was his that was his reaction. So this week, his first reaction is, I'm sorry, because he already knows that I'm in a bad mood. He already watched me set up these fucking cameras. Do you see a camera that's taped together right there?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't touch it. Don't fucking touch it.
But this tape's hanging on.
You motherfucker.
I know. I'm sorry.
I mean, can you put... I just said at the top of the show, measure twice, cut once. One of my famous sayings that I personally made up, measure twice, cut once.
I don't think...
And you, I did.
Actually, I think your dad's murderer came up with that one.
I feel like I've heard that before, like a lot.
All right. So look, in the video, here's what we'll do, okay? You just, if you're watching the video, we do apologize. The video just popped on, and it was just a picture of Maddie. Maddie, this is what you have to do. You have to cut the, it's going to be just a picture of you with a dunce cap on, and it has to say, we're looking for a new producer. And that's going to be the first 4 minutes of the video on YouTube, okay?
But then can we show some of his singing?
No.
Because then I think that'll really get people back on his side.
Yeah, that's another thing. Maddie, why do you periscope?
I love it. Do not discourage him. I live for that. Never stop. I love you.
You are the only person who watches Maddie's periscopes.
I know. I love it.
I watch it. I'm like, oh, Maddie needs friends.
It's really sad.
I'm his friend.
I'll jump in once in a while, and there's one person in the room. And
like, what does he do?
He sings karaoke.
It takes him a really long time to get to the singing. The singing usually takes about 5 minutes. Like, you have to wait a long time for Maddie to start singing.
Maddie's not a good singer, and here's the funny part. He's not even good at setting up karaoke because...
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't even know how to do that.
Here's the problem.
I don't know. Once he gets started, though, I wait for it, because once he gets into it, it's great. It's passionate.
This is how dumb he is, okay? He doesn't even play music like out loud. He puts headphones on.
That's
right?
Part of the beauty of it.
There's no beauty. There's nothing beautiful about what you do. This is how, like, it's so warped.
See, I knew that was a choice.
You can't hear the music.
It's just him, like, he has headphones on singing, like, I can find.
Yes.
No, harder singing.
Maddie does it
you
for
don't
himself.
Understand.
He, like, doesn't need the audience.
It's like when you're trying to figure out if somebody's retarded on the subway.
Yeah. Are they having a conversation or they nuts? Yeah.
Dude, listen to me.
That fucking game.
He's not even a fan of good music, so he's like singing Godsmack at the top of his lungs in a bathroom, so there's a weird echo. Whatever, dude. I hate
you
so much.
It's all Corn and Disturbed.
I'm doing the best I ever do.
Yes.
Go away. It's just him doing that?
Yes.
And no music in the background?
No.
In a bathroom.
I'm not the one who's so far away. Now
I
want to be here again. Oh, shit. The computer's not on. Sorry.
My bad.
I hate you so much, Maddie. I can't believe that you fucking didn't record the video.
There's only 4 minutes.
At least he's
you guys,
consistent,
nobody wants to look at you anyway.
Right?
Like, why do you care? You're all gross.
The only reason why I'm not freaking out and starting over is because like 95% of our audience consumes it through audio anyway, so it's not the end of the fucking world. But at the same time, Maddie, for the love of fucking God,
well, like, once people are paying, you know what I mean, once there's like a subscription service, if it ever happens here, then you have
Lucky that it's free right now. Maddie, is my phone just fucking, is it your phone?
Nope.
Whose phone is that?
It wasn't mine.
It was definitely your phone. I don't believe you. No, this is mine. Maybe it's been running the whole time. All right, guys.
I feel bad that we're talking about him like he's not 5 feet away from us.
Why? He can stand up for himself.
Yeah, no, no, no.
He can't stand up for himself.
If he does try right now, I will hit him in the fucking face. He's not allowed to stand up for himself when he fucks up that bad.
It's fine.
And it's fine. I'm breathing. It's fine. Valentine's Day.
Breathe.
You're not doing nothing. Are you doing anything with your chick, dude?
No, I got shows.
Scopo's girlfriend's black.
Yeah.
Is black Valentine's Day different than white Valentine's Day?
No, half black.
Oh.
So doing Valentine's Day?
There you go. Good
that wasn't
job,
bad.
Maddie. Good job.
That wasn't bad. Valentine's Day.
I have shows that night in Long Island, so I don't even know if I'm going to be around. I'll probably hang out with her the night before, though.
See, this is why your relationship. This is why there's no pictures with you and her on Facebook, because you're not even trying to make it work. You're trying to try. You wouldn't take off the night and hang out with your chick.
Oh, I thought it was
because
she was
half black. Well, no, I mean, no, I'm trying to get into this club, so any shows they give me, I just take.
And you can't bring a black person around.
Why can't you just bring her?
I was actually thinking about bringing her that night. I was going to bring her. But
she just won't shut the fucking comedy shows?
What was that?
I said she won't shut the fuck up at comedy shows, but I think I mumbled it.
Yeah. I love it.
Is it all,
y'all ain't got Ciroc? This MC sucks!
It's not even, it's because you're so socially awkward and weird. Like,
yeah, oh no, I'm fucking really fucked up. And also, I feel awkward if I bring her to, she always argues. She said, why don't you take me to your shows? I'm like, well, if I take you to shows, I can't really mingle with other comics.
Nobody's trying to fuck Scopo.
And hang out.
Scopo, is Scopo, because I don't think Scopo's good looking at all.
But some
it's
people
more
do.
Than that, though. It's the fact that he's not like memorable at all, and his personality sucks too.
Yeah. So it's like a triple threat.
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm a triple threat of nothing.
Yeah, you're like, you're unattractive. You have a bland personality.
It's like he's boring. He's like not striking. Like, you would remember Tinkle before you remembered Scopo. Yeah,
that's right. And that's going to be my OkCupid profile.
And here's the weird part. Tinkle is less attractive than you, but I think more girls would rather fuck Tinkle at the end of the day than you.
Oh, that's gotta suck.
You know what? Karen's really cunty today.
I think she's cool, man.
I think she's a bad human being.
Today? What are you talking about? Karen's always cunty.
She's just fucking throw up the plate.
All right, so, so you're not so doing no, a bunch
of
chicks.
I have shows, and if I bring her, I feel awkward because I'm like, I'm trying to, I want to talk to the owner.
Scopo, but think about it. If you bring her now, you only have to bring four other people in order to get on stage that night. So, Zach,
was 4 2/5 of a person.
Yeah. See, that's a funny joke.
Fucking Zach. Zach, what are you doing with your chick? Taking her out to eat?
No, we don't do Valentine's Day.
Zach are getting together on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you lose your 25 pounds, you will.
I think I'm close.
If you guys are on, if you're on a Real Ass Podcast watch, you will know that Zach and Miko, I don't know if you even know the tickle, because you guys are always on alternating shows, you and Karen. Zach and Miko loses 25 pounds. Karen Feehan, hand job on the show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any kind of like fucking time limit, or is it just if you ever lose 25 pounds?
We have no faith that Zach will ever lose 25 pounds.
I'm confident Zach's going to die before he loses 25 pounds.
How much more do you have, Zach?
I don't know.
Here's the problem.
Why
let me tell you why.
Why don't you fucking
have it down so much. Dude, that scale's retarded. That here's scale's weird.
We have a scale here.
No, Lewis confirms.
We have a scale here at the Gas Digital Studio, and it's a little wonky.
It works perfectly for me.
It works perfectly for everybody but Zach. We think that the scale has a vendetta against Zach.
Okay,
so Zach weighs himself on the scale, and it'll go up, down, error. It'll fucking put... It'll have like digits that aren't even on a scale.
Yeah, one at a time.
It's like scales aren't supposed to have question marks, but somehow. So we don't know exactly what Zach weighs right now. But as soon as we get a full weigh, as soon as we get an official weigh in, it's going to be 25 pounds from that. You know what's funny?
I love how you're calling, like, as soon as we can get this human to register on a human scale, an official weigh in. Yeah. Like,
sorry, Karen.
What?
Get going.
Yeah, keep going, twat.
Yeah.
Can we go to like a truck stop and like have him in a car and then have him get out and then weigh the difference?
It really is funny because Zach, if I was Zach, I would have just fucking gone to a doctor's office, or I would have gone to a gym somewhere where there's a scale that goes up.
Okay, first of all, if I was willing to go to a doctor's office or a gym, I would not.
Why
be
wouldn't he just
we wouldn't be in this situation.
I can't believe
you can go buy a scale for cheap. Go to like a 99 cent store.
I have one of those body index things that has like all that stuff. It has like the fat content and
everything.
So I could bring that in next time and we could all measure each other's body stuff.
Make sure that
he didn't fuck.
I'm going to go on a gander and say that Zach's body fat percentage is pushing 31, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
I've been doing it. Hey, I've stuck to the diet for this 5 weeks now.
You know what I was going to say? You look thinner today.
Are you also drinking water too?
There's a different color in his face.
Are you drinking water also?
Yeah.
All right.
I gave up soda, bread, rice, pasta.
Soda's going to help you lose a lot of weight. Yeah. The fact that you're not drinking it, because soda's a killer. There's a lot of sugar in there.
Dude, I want you to get this hand job, right? And I'm jealous because I'm very attracted to Karen. I won't deny that. I've said that very openly and very honestly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Yeah, you know, you said you like cunty girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? Do me a favor, Maddie. Pull up that video of the girl. I found the female Zach and Miko.
Oh, good.
I found the female Zach and Miko. Now, if you can't get a hand job from
I know
Karen.
Yeah, I've seen this girl.
Have you seen this girl? Pull this up for the fans to watch.
This girl that raps? Maddie.
What is
it? Destruction of this scale is dedicated to all of the women whose lives have been ruined and ruled by it. This is for us, ladies.
I don't think she needs a hammer to destroy that scale.
She's already out of breath.
I'm tired of you stealing my life. I'm tired of you making me feel if I'm good or bad. I'm tired of you deciding how my day is. No more of you deciding my life. No more of you stealing life from me. This is that.
She's talking to every ex-boyfriend. That's not even the scale.
Good or bad, not you. I deserve a great life. This is about me.
Yeah, she looks like she's completely over that scale.
Yeah, can
she fucking bashes it with a hammer and posts a video to Facebook. You psychopath. You look like you really are. You've let go of that scale, obviously.
Yeah, can we super slow-mo her fat jiggling as she hits the...
That's like better than sex.
How would you know?
Like, you would know, you fucking disgusting... Jesus. Half sucked on Eminem. Look at her.
All right, let's not. I'm not fat. I don't have a problem with her being fat. I have a problem with this.
It's not the scale's fault.
Yeah, I mean, what is your fucking thing, man? Do you understand how psychotic that is? And I've said this about chicks that like air their dirty laundry out on Facebook and Twitter. This is like that times 10. This is like you want to.
No, she is one of those times 10.
Yeah, but you're sitting there like your whole thing. Your message is that you're letting go. Like, I'm not going to let the scale control me, and I'm not going to let my weight control me, and the public's perception of what beauty control me. And then
obviously,
you're going to go onto a public forum to try to get likes on a thing where you bash a scale to pieces.
But imagine if a pretty, like a skinny, skinny girl did that. Imagine like the same scenario.
But
like
they, instead of the scale, they hit her in the head with a hammer. She's like, I'm tired of you eating everything. I'm tired of you taking up two park bench seats. I'm tired.
Like, if you just want to be a pretty fat chick, be a pretty fat chick. Like, be Tess Munster. Like, you don't have to fucking make a statement about it.
Yeah, I have no problem.
Yeah, because Grant Gordon's going to fuck you anyway.
Yeah. Look, dude, here's the thing. If you want to be happy in your own skin, be happy in your
That's why
skin.
She's mad, because Grant moved.
I know, right?
But I just feel like, what an obvious cry for attention. And my reaction isn't, oh my god, what a powerful, brave woman. My reaction is, what a nut job.
Yeah.
What an because absolute issue, psychopath.
Like, you're still struggling with this thing that you're claiming to be like you don't care about anymore. It's like, well, but you wouldn't be fat then. Like, yeah. Sorry. Like, you're still dealing with it. I mean, it's like a drunk person like being drunk, like, I hate you for this. But it's like, stop drinking me then.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. It's like they're just like smashing bottles against the wall. It's like, all right, psychopath.
Yeah.
It's like, it's you.
It's not helpful.
It's not a scale. It's not society. It's not, it's like, it's you. It's a weird thing about, and it's a lot with women. It's a lot with you. There's a message that we send women a lot to not have personal responsibility. Guys take personal responsibility. You know, if you're a fat guy, people will laugh at you and call you fat and fucking that's that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you're a fat woman.
Get a Hawaiian shirt and get laughs on stage. Go for it.
That's it, dude. But if you're a fat woman, the personal responsibility is taken away from you. It's society and you, there, everything else. It's put a, you know.
It's not your fault you're fat.
You know, you literally, for women, big is beautiful. You know, it's like, oh, we just redefine what beauty is just to because we want to walk on eggshells because in society women need to be fucking need to have a safety net. I'm sorry, Karen. This is a fact. All right, that's why we brought you here.
I don't agree. I mean,
no,
I don't
we agree.
Think
you're
so.
Second in life. Yeah, I personally agree that
you're
all
last
the time.
And funny.
I'm just like, I don't even understand.
Yeah, like.
I think that the standard for women's beauty is much harsher. It's much like harsher than a guy, what a guy needs to look like.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
But why do we need to change what it is? Why are we trying to pretend in society that we have to all go, oh, no, beauty is fucking, I'm not fat shaming, but the truth is, if you're an overweight person, you should not be looking in the mirror and going, I'm beautiful. And we should not be changing society's perception to think that that's beautiful.
I think that's
we should
a gray be changing, area. Yeah. You don't think Kate Upton is fucking beautiful?
She's not fat.
She has a cute face and
giant
jugs.
Some people would think
that
she was overweight compared to certain standards, certain places.
Yeah, she's thick.
Yeah, she's a
but she's hot, though.
I know, but like...
Yeah, that's as fat as they can get in my mind.
Yeah.
That's
what
the
about,
line.
What about like Mia Tyler?
I'm not saying that, and I understand that certain guys do, and we talked to Grant Gordon about this, certain guys do think that big is beautiful, yeah. And
I
do
know
think
a ton
that
of guys that prefer big girls.
They're a little fucking, there's something wrong on their head.
I know
head.
A lot of guys that prefer big girls.
If there's a guy who is into fat chicks and that's his thing, I think that there's a little bit of it's a little bit of a weird thing.
I assume he has a big dick.
Really? That's
that
what
is
you
not
do?
True.
Yeah. Totally. That's right.
I
assume he wants to get deep with a big girl and he has a big dick.
Listen to me. I'm a guy who struggled with weight his whole life. I've been big. I've been in shape. But I'm telling you right now, I think it's a dangerous thing when we try to change society's standards and try to convince people that being overweight is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Sure, be healthy, and, you know, be happy with yourself in whatever way, but we should not be sending a message to people that that's okay. The message should always be that people should be living healthy and trying to prolong their
lives.
I
totally agree with that.
Kids look up to us. You know what I'm saying? You get people that are on TV and they're going like, oh, big is beautiful, and they're fucking 500 pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
This woman's shaking all over the place. And these kids are
watching. No, Meredith Vieira got canceled.
Meredith Vieira? Is that, oh, I don't know what that is.
Yamanika.
Oh, Yamanika show.
That was really good. That was very funny.
But you, that's a scale.
But it's the standard that I think that's where the gray area lies. Because like,
I'm kidding, Yamanika. You're a great kisser.
You did make out with her, right?
I have made out with Yamanika.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck.
Get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Look, I fucked a bunch of gigantic, fat, gross chicks, but that's what they are. I'm not going like that. They're not as hot as the, you know.
They're just 200 pounds away from being hot. No, they're fat. It's not the scale's fault.
It's not the scale's fault.
I want to see fucking Scopo make like a video with like a microphone laying on the sidewalk and she's hitting with a hammer yelling at the microphone. I hate you. It's your fault. You did this to me. You're not fair. No, dude. Just go to Starbucks and write a fucking joke. Sorry, Scopo. I just had to.
Oh,
sorry.
Fuck.
I have a lot of anger. That wasn't even at you.
I think we broke Scopo today already, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
He looks like a sad burglar.
I'm a little contact high. I'm not going to lie to you. So I'm fucking already
closed in. I just assume
he
comes in a little broken.
All right. Yeah. All right. So look, dude, Zach Watch, dude, I hope you fucking, I really do hope you lose the weight.
And regardless, I'm going to stick to the diet because I feel better. And
yeah.
I'm just trying to do it.
Do you have more energy?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you get more energy.
I feel better. I don't feel like shit in the morning anymore. I'm just trying, you know, things are actually not awful for me, so I'm going to try and live a little better.
I'm like an angel saving your life.
Karen.
In front of everyone.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
Covered hand.
I thought I was on a show. I think I'm on a show.
Yeah.
I have to look.
No date?
No.
No dude? No special guy?
I'm not going to talk about the guy I'm going to fuck on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Because I'm in love with him.
You're not in love. Stop it. Get out of here.
I don't know. Whatever.
I don't think Karen can love.
That's not true. I love a lot of people.
Wasn't those the two things? You said you were born with a closed pussy and no heart.
And a what? Tail.
And a tailbone.
Then why did you exist?
Oh, that's right. Tickle knows nothing about
what do you mean?
I forgot about
all
the clothes.
All those pussies. And why are you here? Why are you outside?
All of the most amazing things about
you're
Karen.
You're a nice person and all.
Tinkle has no idea.
No. Yeah, I forgot about closed pussy. What does that mean?
She was born with a fused pussy.
Labial fusion.
I've been told that excuse before. They just don't want to fuck me.
Oh, my God.
That's the oldest trick in the book, dude. Oh my vagina God. Was born some shut. Yeah, right.
I would fuck you.
Yeah.
But I have no pussy.
No, it's close up. It's so weird.
I hate to bring this up right now, but I have no holes.
Yeah. I ran over a gypsy.
And then someone yelled out fucking close pussy. And then that's it. Haunted forever.
Thinner.
They blew powder into my face. That is fucking hilarious. So Karen, but it's been since it's been stretched.
Now it won't. I gotta stop.
Like a doctor, like I think this is what like part of the reason I am why I am. Like my doctor
a
like
whore? Sorry. I'm trying to throw it out there. All right.
I'm not part of that.
Like he like had like a pen that he like examined my vagina hole with, like when I was like 2, you know what I mean? And like him and my mom like looked at it.
Slow down.
Like, it was one of those ones with like 6 different colors and you could press it in.
So he put
just
a,
signed it.
Wait a minute, he put a pen inside of your pussy?
Yeah, like pointed like different like things like they're like out that were happening. Like as the whole,
but I thought,
opening,
I thought
like,
when you were born, they
kind of
open
your
pussy.
Vagina?
No, it's like they just give you a topical cream. There's never a surgery. It magically just opens. Like it's meant to be open.
Wow, that really.
Just, like, can you imagine like a doctor like pointing at like stuff on your dick while your mom's watching? Like this is like well, we're fixing it. Look,
yeah, no,
it's
no, they do.
Better.
They do that. I mean, you know, you go to the doctor and they, you know, they, you know, I got a kid, so they do like fucking touch his dick and make sure that it's okay and. You know, but that's scary, man. I don't know what I would do if I had a daughter and she had a closed pussy. I don't even know how I would process that information.
I never
I'd be excited. I'd have a party.
Yeah.
I don't even know if my dad knew.
Would. You don't have to like, you know, deal with asshole kids come over.
Yeah,
know,
but 14, in 15. Reality, she's getting plowed out in the ass when she's 14.
Yeah,
when
you, yeah, because it's like the Christian thing.
And
she's got no pussy.
When you first lost your virginity, was your pussy like just extra
tighter? I couldn't have sex like the first 2-3 times I tried.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God.
Great. How tight was it?
Was his dick huge, too?
The whole team was disappointed.
It was the captain.
So, wait, no. That's actually a good question. Did the guy you lost your virginity to have a huge dick?
He had a big dick, yeah.
He had a big dick.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the captain.
And you couldn't get it in.
Of the cross-country team.
What a loser. I just fucking put that on you.
The captain.
Couldn't even get a football guy? You know, track guy?
If you're the captain.
Cross country guys who can't fucking make a team.
No, a guy that can run for miles. He was great. He's really smart. He's an architect now. He's married.
And you couldn't get it in?
No.
That would fucking say, dude, he was so angry. He was so angry.
He's like, finally. I think it made him happy.
I would have gotten it in.
Yeah, he was like, fuck this. I'm going to go run 15 miles.
You just close, said?
Pussy yeah. bitch.
I would have.
Thank God I brought my scalpel.
Listen to me. I would have gotten it in. There's no way. He was like 15 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Was his first time having sex, too?
No.
Oh, he had just been plowing through chicks at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
He just ran to the next girl's house.
Yeah.
Maybe. I feel like he fucked like public school girls behind my back.
Oh, because you were in a private school. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Well, that's not really cheating if your vagina isn't open.
And you did tell us
that's not cheating.
I know. You were
cheated on him too, though.
Oh, really?
Doing what?
And you fucked another guy?
No, I didn't fuck another guy, but I like hooked up with another guy.
Oh man. Yeah, you're a horrible person.
I just imagine her getting fisted in the ass.
Why am I a horrible person?
If girls are cheating in high school, they're bad people. I mean, you're supposed to be innocent at that time, Karen.
What are you talking about?
It's a guy you lost your virginity to who's a nice guy.
Yeah, but like, even if you have like a sort of like a feeling about him that like he might cheat on me, so why not?
Jesus.
That's a good way to live your life.
She's married. She's like, I think my husband's cheating on me.
I have a feeling nothing's going to work out, so I'm fucking this guy for my whole life.
I swear to God, it's very freeing.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah. Have you been to therapy?
Why does everybody go to therapy? Like, yeah. I've never been. I have no desire to ever go. No, I don't.
Oh, you're fine. You're cured.
No, yeah. I don't. I feel like, I'm like, just like talk to each other about our problems.
I did say that once. I feel like therapy is for people without any real friends.
Yeah.
Like, if you have real friends,
no,
you can.
No, it's not.
Because I think part of therapy is just talking through it and getting through it.
No, sometimes
That's
people
all
need a doctor,
you're paying
yeah,
them
I
to
need
do.
Someone to
but,
talk to.
But you're also getting, you're also talking to somebody who has nothing invested in you. I mean, I know who you hang out with, Lewis.
Yeah.
You want those people give me fucking life advice?
Here's the funny part. There are things that I will not talk to anybody ever about.
Well, that's why
there are things that are literally inside of me that nobody in the world has ever heard, that nobody will ever hear. Even I've been to therapy. I literally won't even look at my therapist to tell him it.
You don't have to look at him. You lay on the couch and you face the other way and then you just say whatever you want
to. No, dude, I hate it. I can't do it. I fucking hate it so much. I'd rather just bury it all and then, go on a murderous rampage one day. That's it.
Right. I've never gone. I've gone to, like, AA meetings, and those are fucking brutal. So,
by the way, at this point, 3 weeks, no alcohol.
I feel like you would just exponentially add days.
Well, no. Because this is airing Friday. This is a pre-tape. So.
I was going to say, it was two weeks yesterday.
It's been nine months. This is a special Thanksgiving episode that we're doing way early. Fuck.
It's 3 weeks now today. I promise you I didn't break this week in LA. One of the things that I noticed, I'm extraordinarily exhausted all the time now. And I looked it up, and it's actually a symptom of alcohol withdrawals. If you're drinking a lot, what it does is your body gets used to sleeping on alcohol. So it's just some fucking neurological shit. But basically, it's fucked me up to a point where I'm not actually getting, like, real sleep throughout the night. So I'm constantly, like, crazy exhausted. Like, I wake up in the morning, I feel like I've been in a war. It's nuts. When you quit drinking, did you deal with that at all?
Yeah. And then, but I also, I mean, I had a game plan. Like, I knew, and I just started eating right and exercising, like, that day. And so, like, the withdrawals weren't that bad.
Yeah.
But, if you're drinking a lot, your body takes, like, 2 or 3 weeks to get that out of your system.
Not 3 weeks today, dude. Still feeling really exhausted. Very strange.
Were you drinking, like, every night?
I was drinking whiskey every night for, like, 2 years.
But being tired, how does it compare to being hungover?
I would rather be hungover. I didn't really get crazy hangovers. I would get hangovers like once every few months. I would get like a really bad hangover where I'd throw up and I would have a headache for the first 3 or 4 hours of the day and I'd have to lie in bed. But that was like a few times a year where I just went too hard. But it's very rare. And the reason I quit drinking, and I've talked about this on the show, but I don't really like it. It's not, by the time I'm drunk, by the time I'm like, you know, really hammered, where most people are ready to go and party and go crazy, I'm like, I gotta go to bed, dude. I'm just like, you know, I start to get embarrassed. I'm usually at comedy clubs, so I start to get self-conscious about the way I'm acting in front of people when I'm all fucked up and stoned and drunk. So it just wasn't, it's not even fun. I didn't really like it that much. So that's that. That's that. Did you, were you, because Karen, you know, it's funny. This is what the connection that me and Karen have. We have the same sobriety date. She's 1 year before me.
Well, he's just trying to be me.
I'm just trying to be Karen fan.
On my, I announced it.
Yeah, that's why I announced it. This is why I act like such a bitch all the
you
time.
You mean a date from not drinking alcohol? Because that's not sobriety.
Completely sober. Yeah.
That's actually called like
a... Let's talk about
that's
that.
That's actually... If you say that and you have like a 1 year thing, they actually have a name for it. It's called like a dirty birthday cake.
I love
like,
it.
Isn't that so funny? It's like a dirty birthday cake. It means that you're like lying about your fucking sobriety date.
But like, wait, who says that in meetings? People say that? Or in like service meetings after the meeting?
Well, I also work in the field too. So yeah. I work
by the way, like, dirty birthday cake does sound like a pet name for Karen. Who's my little dirty birthday cake?
I get that. Look,
I get that tattoo.
I shouldn't have said sobriety because Karen is a fucking drug addict.
I'm
smoking pot right now. So that doesn't actually count. You're right. It's not sober, but I'm not doing it to have some sort of clear perspective on the world. I'm doing it because I'm pretty sure that I'm killing myself by drinking, you know, a half a bottle of whiskey every night. That's it.
And alcohol is like, it's like the fucking, it's the worst one. It truly is.
It is so bad.
Yeah.
It gets like the darkest for me when I drink.
It's so much fun to do.
It's just not that much fun. Where I mean, when's the last? What do you do when you drink? You're there. I haven't been drinking. I've been at comedy clubs. I'm actually having more fun because I'm not spending money and I'm not slowing my world down. Like I'm just kind of like, you know, living. I don't know.
And it's you having conversations with people.
Yes.
It's not like, oh man, what did I say or what? You know, you don't have to deal with
anything. Well, it's kind of funny though because when I smoke weed, I do get a little bit dumber. Like, I really am. Like, if I didn't smoke weed, I would probably be twice as sharp as I am. But I think I would just punch people in the face probably four or five times a day.
Can you not just stop smoking weed? Will you be sane?
No, I think I'd be just over the top. I think I'd be really, like, aggressive.
Easy for me to, like, abstain from weed. Like, if I, like, just, like, don't have any money. Do you know what I mean?
That's,
like,
yeah, money's a thing, yeah.
Like, and it's not like I'm like, oh my God, I gotta find weed, I gotta hang. I mean, I guess sometimes I do that a little bit. Like, let me hang out with somebody who I know is gonna have weed.
Do you guys ever see those?
Is that why you're here?
Only reason why you're on the show. You ever see the sloth, the Australian, like, stoner sloth commercials?
Yeah.
They're so funny, dude. They're so, play one of them, Maddie. I think they're really good. That is kind of me, though. I really do kind of turn into a stoner sloth. Like, I really, if I stopped smoking pot, I'd be successful.
But you can talk on weed. Like, you can, like, if I smoke weed, I shut down.
My head's not, you know, on the table and I'm not sleeping, but I am. I mean, if you've ever been around me when I haven't smoked weed, it reminds me of when I take Adderall. When I take Adderall, I'm just super sharp and super quick. When I stop smoking weed, I think it brings me to that. Look, at the end of the day, I have to get sober one day.
Time's up. Pen's down. Delilah. Pins down, Delilah.
That was me in school.
Stoner sloth.
It's like watching a girl bomb at the creek.
You're worse on weed.
Jason?
That brought me back to fucking school.
Could you pass the salt, please, darling?
This is like Maddie when we're like, hey, can you make sure the cameras are on?
Oh, that's so funny.
All right, you stop it. So it's so funny because there is like a weird thing now.
Isn't this sloth shaming?
Yeah, well, it's like stoner shaming.
No, I just feel bad for sloths.
Yeah, aren't they? Well, they're slow.
They're slow animals,
dumb creatures, right?
They're slow animals, yeah.
But look, you know, I guess that's a fucking good way to get kids to stop smoking pot. That, I mean, I legit, it does kind of hit home with me because when I smoke pot, I do just feel like I'm a little bit slower. I'm a little more tired.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Have you ever tried to make plans with someone who's really high and you're just like sober and you're like, no, we're going to go at 3 o'clock. what? It's just like, fuck, dude.
I think pot and alcohol and anything like that, I think, dude, you got to wait till your mind's more developed. Like, if you're smoking every day when you're 15, that's going to slow you down for life.
That's true.
Unless you're born with a closed vagina, and then you're allowed to smoke weed.
Yeah.
I didn't smoke weed until I was like 15.
I think you got to wait it out.
I didn't smoke weed until I was 18.
Yeah, I think me either.
I was a month away from turning 18.
Yeah, I didn't smoke until I went to college.
I was like, I was proud, like straight edge. Like I didn't drink, I didn't smoke weed. Like I drank like once or twice in high school, and that was it. And then I smoked pot right before I graduated, and then I smoked pot every day since.
Yeah, did you go? You went hard.
Like, I mean, dude, we loved pot. I went from being straight edge, like, dude, I don't smoke. Drugs aren't cool, man. I'm not a stoner. I'm not a fuck. Dude, we smoked pot once. Me, James Meekham, and David Green. We smoked a joint outside of West Havasu Elementary School. That night, we went to go see Snowcore year 2000 with System of a Down, Incubus, Puya, and Mr. Bungle. And I spoke to God. And I was like, I'm never not smoking pot again from this day forth. It's been a problem.
I wish that didn't sound awesome.
It was so
sounds so good.
It was so, listen to me, dude. We got so fucking high. We had one joint. I had no idea. My pothead uncle got us a joint or rolled us a joint. And we smoked it in the parking lot. We just were rolling on the floor laughing. We ended up going to this concert, dude, and we smoked another joint once we got there. And it was like magic, dude. I'd never seen music that way. Like the first time, like, I saw my favorite bands when I was super fucking high. I'm sure it like added to the experience, but we really, really, really got stoned. It was never that much fun ever since that first like summer. Then it just became medicine. Now I need it every day or I'm going to just fucking be angry.
Yeah.
Can you smoke less?
Yes, I could probably smoke less.
But you don't want to because then you won't be high. So why would you do that?
Yes. No, Scobo, I want to smoke more. That's the idea. More weed. Yeah, I don't know, man. Look, I fucking, yeah, I think sobriety, you know, that's, look, I'm going to eventually do it one day. I know I am. Eventually, I'm going to have to, you know, I think at this point, when you could admit to yourself that that's a better thing and a better way to live life, I genuinely think that's like the first step. Yeah. When I go, all right, I know that if I was sober and if I wasn't smoking weed all the time, I would be more productive. I would be more successful. Eventually, that's going to end up really clicking in and meaning something. I don't know. I mean, right now, I guess I'm fucking just trying to deal with shit, but...
I want to smoke pot every day and live in, like, a fancier apartment.
Do you need to smoke to write?
I do that. Oh, you're not asking me, are you?
I was asking both of you.
Yeah, I mean,
I like, set out to do that often. I'll be like, let me get a little stone, and then I'll sit down and write, and then it's like...
Because I like writing with like a glass of whiskey with ice in it.
Shut up. You're such an asshole. That just made me like horny. I was thinking about how much I love drinking. Ugh.
Drinking is fun.
I know I'm an addict because as soon as he said he had one glass, I'm like, what a fucking bitch. Just one glass.
You know, I was thinking about, my whole like thought process and like about, you know, fat people and alcoholics, right? Like, I feel like there's a moral judgment attached to alcoholics more than there is with fat people. I don't think people consider fat people bad people. I think drunks are, though. But I was thinking about it. Like, quitting drinking, whatever, you just, if you don't drink, then you're fine. But, like, you can't quit food.
Yeah, you need to have food.
You always have to have it.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody was like, oh, you can have a little bit of alcohol today. not fucking piss somewhere you're not supposed to.
Yeah, but that's interesting. Like, when I was using a lot, when I was doing everything, I always made sure I kind of was in shape because I didn't want the outside of me to
me
look
too.
Fucked up. Like I didn't want people to know I was fucked up and like I didn't have any like discipline because I knew the inside was a fucking disaster.
I would go to hot yoga to like piss out a little, like a few drinks, like to just let it out.
Go to the sauna is the best.
Yeah, when you're like hungover after you're like really fucked up, you go to the steam room.
Mm-hmm. But I still was like tricking myself into thinking I was living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, well, it's that famous story from that writer Jerry Stahl. He wrote that book, Permanent Midnight. He was like, you know, he was one of the first people who had a juicer. He was drinking wheatgrass. He was jogging 10 miles a day, and he was doing heroin all day long. And he would fucking shoot up and then go for a run and then drink wheatgrass. So everyone around him thought he was this health nut, and no one knew until he bottomed out on the set of Alf. Well, right on Alf. Fucking bottomed out.
Alf's just a heroin addict.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, look, it's hard. I mean, I think when I was in the best shape I was ever in, I was drinking as much as I've ever drank. I was, you know, smoking weed as much as ever. I used to smoke cigarettes when I, right before I would go to the gym, I would smoke cigarettes. You still smoke cigarettes like a psychopath.
After yoga.
But cigarettes, doesn't that suppress your appetite?
I hope so.
A little bit.
Nah,
I mean, everyone's, Bobby said when he fucking stopped smoking, he gained weight.
Well, no, you know what it is, though? It's not even that. You have an oral fixation. So when you're smoking cigarettes, or even drinking, too, I think, you're used to doing something and putting something in your mouth constantly. So I think you end up gaining weight because you just want to eat. You just need to do something. Like right now, when I'm at a comedy club and I'm not drinking alcohol, I need to be sipping on like a Diet Coke or a club soda or something like that because I need to just be doing something.
It's the ritual.
Yeah, exactly. And when I stopped smoking cigarettes, a thing that really worked for me was gum and toothpicks. I would just, I was like psychotic. I was just chewing like gum all day long, and I always had a toothpick in my mouth. It was like a fucking jerk off. Just like, literally on stage, I was chewing gum. It was fucking unbelievable.
But I just like panic when I think of like, well, how do you escape then? Like, how do you get away? Like, for if you need to go somewhere away,
you don't. You deal with your problems head on.
That really sounds horrible.
Seriously?
Oh, it sucks, dude.
That made me so depressed, I have to take a hit of weed.
Dude.
Oh, no. Dude, like not having any kind of crutch after, like, a bad show. I remember once I had...
I feel like there's a better word. There's a more positive euphemism than crutch.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is...
What about, like a sister? Like, and a little a fairy godmother?
You know that, like, that poem net. Where, like, where, you know...
Safety net.
God's walking?
Yeah, where you're walking through on the beach and there's only 1 foot of... Yeah.
Set of footprints.
Yeah. The weed could be Jesus.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Yes.
The weed's like, I carried you.
I like the footsteps are like all over the place. Like fucking kind of staggering.
Basically, vodka is Karen's Tinkerbell.
No, but it is, you know, like, I mean, say you have, you know, you have that one night where you just eat the golden dick of death when you just fucking bomb. And like, it was nice to like be able to get wasted and then not fuel that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And then it's so much worse the next day, though. It's
but if
so
that's your
worse.
Worst problem is fucking bombing, suck a dick. That's nothing. That is not
oh,
like
no.
that's
well,
the,
like,
on the life scale. That,
I'm just talking about fucking life. I'm talking about like everything else, dude. I mean, if my worst problem was, I hear that all the time. Like people are like, dude, I go to therapy.
Yeah, you could do things like call your parents.
Yeah, dude. Soder goes to therapy. He's like, yeah, dude, I was talking to Alan about my career. My career. How did you get to career? What about all your childhood and personal shit? Before you get to the career, don't you start with all that other shit? Like, my career is the least of my concerns.
Well, he probably has been through it though.
He's been doing therapy
for like 2.5 years.
I don't know, dude. I mean, Jesus Christ. I can never
you
imagine.
You do therapy?
Well, Soda's been in therapy.
Oh, yeah. And your aunt.
I don't know, dude. They mentioned my mom once, and then I started bawling. And then that fucking moron, Alan, he never mentioned her again. I was like, was that not a trigger, dude? Mention my mom. I think that's a problem. Well, mention her. Talk about her. I'm not bringing this bitch up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think he thought that, like, he mentioned it once, and you lost it, and then you wasted $75 crying for an hour. And he's like, you know what? We're going to talk about other shit, and then we'll go back to
it
later.
Yeah, but he was just pissing me off every time. I'm like, dude, talk about my mom, dude.
No, but I mean, he's playing the long form, like, the long game.
That's also my problem, too. Here's my problem. There's two problems with that particular therapist, and apparently he's the best therapist in the world. Every comic goes to him. But that's my number one problem, is that every comic goes to him, and there's, like, an inherent dishonesty when you're seeing a guy, and people are talking about each other, and he's acting like he doesn't know. He's just going, that's no problem. I mentioned Big J once in therapy, and I'd never known Big J had seen him. And he's just going, okay. I almost feel like that he can't say that he's ever seen Big J. Doesn't that inherently go like, this is a conflict of interest? He knows people.
I think it is, yeah.
He knows people in my life that I might be talking about. It's a major conflict of interest. But then my other problem with therapy in general is like, it's a business, motherfucker. We're all salespeople. In every industry, no matter what it is, it's whatever the industry is, and then it's fucking sales at its core. If you're successful and you're making money, you're a good salesperson. So it is their job to make as much money out of you and out of your friends as possible. So there's just this other weird conflict of interest where it's like, no, you're not really here to help me. You're here to play this out for as long as possible to make as much money off of me as possible as well. So how do you differentiate who's a person who's really there to help you and who's a person who's there just to make as much money as possible? Because if they're good at making money, they make it look like they're really there to help you.
That's why you go to a place with a slang scale. And then you tell them that you're poor, and then you only pay $40 a thing, and then that's someone who's there for the love of the game. I mean, you know, he's not a $300 an hour dude who doesn't give a shit.
He did the same thing for comics.
That too. I paid $50.
Yeah. It's just weird. I don't know, man. I know so many people that were going to see that therapist.
Yeah, that's why I kind of I stopped going to him.
I want to go to the same one everyone else goes to. Would you? I mean,
I don't want them to see the atrocities.
You get therapists. You ask around. You're like, oh, can I? Like, do you know any therapists?
Yeah, but
like, I feel like people could look in Alan's eyes and see all of the atrocities that I've committed in my life. They'll just see it in his face. Like, it just feels too... I'm telling a person that knows everybody that I know all of my deepest, darkest, saddest secrets. That's weird.
Yeah, he's like, that's so funny. He, like, knows everything about you already when you start talking. He's like, yeah, I know the dad thing. Let's go. Move on.
Mm-hmm. How great would it be if he writes a book when he retires?
Yeah.
And just shits on everybody?
Yeah. I listen to Legion of Skanks regularly. Come on, let's get in some good shit.
I had the same therapist as my girlfriend's dad. And that shit lasted 3 weeks. And I was like, I can't do this, dude. Yeah, because it was like, I was, you know, bitching about her and then... Yeah.
They can't do that. No. Can't do that. Fucked up. All right, let's move on real quick. Let's go to this week's Real Ass Dude of the Week.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Martin Shkreli, back in the news. Real Ass Dude of the Week again. Twice in 1 year, guys. Look, I think when we do the Real Ass Dude Awards next year, which we've never done, I've always wanted to do. We used to do the
Rads?
Yeah, we'll figure out something. We used to do it for hammer fisting, but
the duties.
We're gonna do it for the Real Ass podcast next year. Shkreli, obviously front runner so far for being Real Ass Dude of the Year. This guy bought the Wu-Tang album, raised the price of AIDS medication, got arrested. And now he's back in the news. I don't even exactly know what happened. All I know is that he told Congress to go fuck themselves, apparently, in some way or another. I just read the headline once again. Everyone knows that about me. I don't, and we're going to get some news here in a minute. But Martin Shkreli, love the guy. Reached out to him multiple times, reached out to him via Twitter, reached out to his publicist. I'm trying to get an interview with this guy. I think he's fucking just such an interesting person. There was a Vice interview with him as well. Very. Like he kind of comes off like he's like a fucking superhero villain in life, and you hear him in this interview and he's this like kind of quiet, timid, weird, eccentric guy. So but what exactly happened with Congress? You have a video?
Just make a statement. If he does, here he is. Let's take a listen.
On the advice of counsel, I will not be giving an opening statement.
I want to ask you a few questions. What do you say to that signal pregnant woman who might have AIDS, no income, and she needs Daraprim in order to survive? What do you say to her when she has to make that choice? What do you say to her?
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
You were quoted as saying on Fox 5 in New York, you were quoted as saying, if you raise prices and you don't take that cash and put it back into research, I think it's despicable. I think you should not be in the drug business. We take all of our cash, all of our extra profit, and spend it on research for these patients, for other patients who have terrible life-threatening, life-ending diseases. Did you say that?
On the advice of counsel, privilege against self-incrimination, and respectfully decline to answer your question.
Do you think you've done anything wrong?
On the advice of counsel?
He smirked.
Against self-incrimination.
Okay, I like this thing a little bit now.
Okay, like if Lex Luthor does that in the new Superman movie, he would be my new favorite Lex Luthor. Sure.
Is it pronounced Shkreli?
Yes, sir.
See there, you can answer some questions. That one didn't incriminate you.
See, you can't do that.
I just want to make sure you understand. You are welcome to answer questions, and not all of your answers are going to subject you to incrimination. You understand that, don't you?
I intend to follow the advice of my counsel, not yours.
I just want to make sure you get the right advice. You do know that not every disclosure
fuck
can be subject
you, you fucking
to the Fifth
geek.
Amendment. Assertion, only those that are that you reasonably believe
Joe
could be
father.
Used in a criminal prosecution or could lead to other evidence.
I intend to use the advice of my counsel, not yours.
do you also understand that you can waive your Fifth Amendment right? You gave an interview to a television station in New York where, if I understood you correctly, you couldn't wait to come educate the members of Congress on drug pricing, and this would be a great opportunity to do it. So do you understand you can waive your Fifth Amendment right?
On the advice of counsel, I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm vexed. He's been willing to answer at least one question this morning. That one didn't subject him to incrimination. I don't think he's under indictment for the subject matter of this hearing. So the Fifth Amendment actually doesn't apply to answers that are not reasonably calculated to expose you to incrimination. And even if it did apply, he's welcome to waive it.
How old is this guy?
I get it. He's, I think he's 32.
Yeah.
32. I mean, look, dude, here's the thing, right? Let's say, because I did watch the Vice interview, and he did say, he was like, look, dude, the money that we got from this is going to be put into more research for more drugs, and we're going to, you know, be able to cure a lot more diseases. Let's say that's not even true. Let's say that's all bullshit and it's just him kind of angling it in a certain way, which it very well might be, but it does make sense as well. You know, it's not like he made the point. He was like, look, there's no people that are paying $750 a pill. The people that are getting screwed here are these huge companies, these huge insurance companies, and it's not really trickling down. And, you know, by the time it gets down to the consumer, it's not actually making a difference in our pockets, right? So, but let's say that's all bullshit, right? And let's say that he is just doing, he's just raising the price of the medication. I don't know, dude. It's fucking America. This is what it is. It, you know, we live in a capitalist society. You know, I'm not going to fucking... that's kind of anybody's right. And that's kind of, I think, living... I'd rather live in a society where you can go and make as much money as possible and play within the rules of the law and do what you need to do than not. So, yeah, it fucking sucks. Yeah. Obviously, it sucks. But at the same time, I'm not going to make it out to be that this guy's a fucking the worst piece of garbage when every pharmaceutical company does the exact same thing.
And it's that we have a face to this guy.
Yeah, he's the face.
He's not a company.
And also, you know, if you raise it 1,000%, dude, raise it 80%. And then no one's gonna. But you raise it 1,000%. You're fucking nuts.
But
you're
also, nuts, like,
dude. You're crazy, dude.
But it's kind of awesome in his own way. The fact that he, I mean, dude. Everything he does, it's just so, where the fuck did this guy come from? He's just a rich dude. Like, nobody else does this.
Oh,
nobody
else. He was a bad, shady dude for a long time, and like he just got on our radar.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Look, dude.
But, like, we don't go after the family. There's one family that pretty much is responsible for OxyContin. Now, OxyContin kills more people than any other drug.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go after them because they donate money to every politician.
Yeah.
And
if there was, one dude, if there was one dude who was in the public, the other thing is he kind of wants to be in the public as well.
He wants to be a villain.
That's, you got to understand, he could just be a CEO behind a company, and there's plenty of CEOs behind all these companies that we don't know who the fuck they are. He likes coming out. He loved buying the Wu-Tang album. He loves going on Periscope. He's like, talk shit on Periscope to people and like actually like argues back and forth with people. He's kind of an attention whore. But I don't know, man. Fuck it. Why not, dude? And this is society we live in. This is Generation Me. Everybody wants to be a rock star. Even the fucking nerds who are scientists and fucking rich millionaires that are all behind the scenes, they even want to come out and be the rock stars and be the superstars and be the people that people are talking about.
Like, what's the everybody loved Wolf of Wall Street. What's the difference between that guy and this guy? That guy fucked a bajillion people out of all their money, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And people love that guy now.
And who are we fucking out of money? AIDS patients. Come on.
We're just going to let that one sit there.
Whatever.
You fucking bathe in your
bomb. What percentage of the population has AIDS? Let's see. What percentage of population?
Well, you didn't ask the percentage of the room.
Let's see. More than 1.2 million people in the United States have AIDS. 1.2 million people. What's the percentage, fuckfaces? I want to see. I always think the percentages are very interesting. I can't find it. Anyway, Maddie, look that up for me. Percentage of people in the U.S. with AIDS.
Well, you said 1.2 million, right?
That's how many people.
That's how many have it? Okay.
I think it's 300 million people in the
country.
Yeah,
that's what I'll find out.
Yeah, I can't do that in my head. So, yeah, look, dude, I mean, obviously I'm just fucking around, but it's not, it also isn't like this huge, you know, and they really truly.
What did it affected you like directly, personally? To like something you buy a lot was all of a sudden like three times as much as like you used to
1,000 times as much.
Whatever.
How much?
Hey, let me get a 4,000 bag.
I mean, I would still call him a real ass dude. I would say it's a real ass move. I can separate.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I can.
If they raised your rate 1,000%,
I can separate my personal investment into the situation and step back and look at it with an honest, unbiased perspective.
No, I don't think that's
it's true. We talked about this about Phil Anselmo and about him yelling "White Power." I was like, "All right, dude, yeah, he obviously hates me."
But you're like screaming right now. But I still like
Pantera's music. I can step away. They're still great.
Yeah, but Pantera's not going to kill you. This guy's gonna kill you.
And like Pantera made cool music. This dude hasn't done anything other than be a fucking superhero villain for the last.
I don't like him. What is it, Maddie?
It's like about 0.3%, almost 0.4%. It's not a very big number.
0.3%?
Yeah.
What is that?
0.3% of the population.
So 0.003%.
0.003?
So it's, yeah.
That is very small percentage of the population.
0.037, so round up, I guess.
Well, 0.03% of the people are transgendered as well.
Connection. Two birds, one stone.
Yeah. Right. I was like, somebody's going to say something about a Venn diagram right now.
I was making that point about transgendered people. It's like, look, dude, and by the way, I'm not tranny bashing, okay? Love trannies all day long.
They don't like when you call them trannies.
Whatever, okay? I'm treating them as equals. They can call me whatever the fuck they want, okay? But the fact that we have to call people cisgendered people is ridiculous. It's 0.03% of the population. It is like such a small fraction of the world. We're literally changing, like they're changing department stores setups so where they don't have little boy and little girl sections because we're gonna offend some transgendered people in the world. And it's just it's crazy to me.
Why can't you just come be open and like be excited about new knowledge?
No, but
because I'm not excited about it.
That's not exciting. That's psychotic.
I don't want to care. I don't want it on my face. I don't really give a shit
what?
Either way.
What if they were like this certain percentage?
No. Here's the point. 99.7% of the population has to change the way that we look at things.
Why?
They should have to change the way they look at things.
Changing. It's just always being more accepting, broader.
We are being broader and we are being accepting. It's okay. I don't give a shit. If there was a transgender person here right now, I might suck his dick. We'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? There's no part of me that is down on people's sexuality, their gender roles, whatever it is. I'm just saying that we have to the idea of having to use the phrase cisgendered is just kind of like, it just seems like it's such a small percentage of the population. It's almost immeasurable. Like there's just these people just don't really exist. It's very, very rare. In New York City, we live in one of the most open-minded cities in the world. We only see transgendered people once a week, and there's fucking millions of people in the city. We pass people every single day.
You and I have very different social circles.
Yeah, I see a lot of them.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, well, you're also on the internet looking for them.
Yeah,
that's a whole different animal.
I don't know. Wait, maybe I'm being. It sounds so close-minded to say, but you just got to go. Like, why do we have to keep on going? Like, okay, another thing. The problem is they keep on pushing the line back with acceptance. You go like with anything, whether it's race issues, gender issues, it's like. We're accepting. Fine. Everyone's equal. Women are equal. Hispanic people are equal to white people. Asian people are equal to black people. We all agree that that should be the thing, but it doesn't have to keep on being pushed back. It doesn't have to keep on being pushed in your face.
Acceptance is not as tangible as you believe. Like, okay, so at the movie company I work at, one of the editors is transgender, and I've walked with them.
Sorry.
And we walk at our stops at the 21st Street stop on the F in Queens.
Yeah.
And you walk by the hood to get to the office. It's like straight up the projects. And I've walked with them to and from work. We got some acceptance that still needs to happen. Oh, I assure you.
Yeah, but here's the problem, right? Then liberal people won't even go, oh yeah, that's really in the black community. Like, white people are afraid to yell faggot tranny at people because that's just, it's really looked down upon in society for the most part. I'm not saying that, I'm making a very big generalization. But yeah, if a transgendered person walks through the projects, they might die. this is a fact.
I think most white people don't want to yell faggot tranny because it's not nice. You fucking maniac.
Wait, what are I saying?
I mean, you just made it sound like, they're afraid. Like, most people just don't
20 years ago, I would say there's a much larger percentage of people that would yell out, get out of my neighborhood, you faggot tranny. including white people, than there are today.
No, there's, you turn to your friend and you make a joke.
There's a thing in society right now. And I think it's a good thing. Like, no, we should never do that to somebody. You should never make somebody feel bad about themselves for whatever reason. Like we're making fun of this fucking fat chick, but she put herself out there on video smashing a scale. If I can't make fun of that, fuck you. Okay, that's crazy. That she's looking for the attention. So we gave her the attention that I think is appropriate for it. You know what I'm saying? If there's a person walking down the street and they're fat and you yell, "Hey, fat fuck, go to the gym," you're a piece of fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? You deserve to have your fucking head smashed. That's a fact. Same thing with a gay person, transgender person, whatever. It's just...
What if you're drunk when you say it?
Yeah, then it's okay. Then you have a problem. Because you get sober and then you say you're sorry later. Dude, you should get sober. It's awesome, Lewis.
People won't...
You can like do fucked up stuff and just be like, "Sorry, I was like had a bad day," and then everyone has to accept it.
Yeah, people won't fucking admit that it's like it's a problem. And I'm Hispanic, dude. It's the Hispanic community and the Black community. I talked about this on the Countdown the other day in MMA. It's like a lot of Black and Hispanic people won't get into mixed martial arts. In fact, Maddie, this is gonna be the MMA segment of the day. Let's do it.
Here's your go-to for all things in the world of MMA. It's the Maddie Jester Skulls Hammer Fisting segment of the day.
Let's get it all! All right, Maddie, sorry. I'm stealing it from you. Turn the music down a little bit. So, bring it way down. Yeah, there we go. In the Black and Hispanic community, I think that they won't get into mixed martial arts as
they can't
much.
Use guns. No, sorry.
No, because they're really homophobic. They really don't like watching two dudes roll around on the floor together. Dude, how often do you hear that? I'm hanging out with like a Black or Hispanic friend. And they're like, "Yo, man, that's gay." When they kick and punch, it's all right. But as soon as they hit the ground, that's some gay shit. That's like a very open attitude. I mean, dude, people will publicly say that with no problem.
My mom says that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it really seems to be, and I don't mean to make it a race thing, but it is. I mean, and Black and Hispanic people.
Black people are so homophobic.
They're so homophobic, so openly homophobic. And white, scared liberal white people are so afraid to sound racist that they just ignore it. They just go, "All right, that you know, whatever, fine." That Black guys, if a transgender person walked through Harlem, 100% of the time, they're going to get harassed by somebody. Somebody's going to yell something across the street. 100 fucking percent of the time. I'm telling you. 100% of the time. It's crazy. Zach had a brick thrown at his head, and that's only because he's ugly.
Yeah, that was nothing. I was in male clothing and got a brick thrown at my head waiting for Lewis to let me into his apartment.
Yes. Yeah. You can't... look, as a Hispanic man, I feel like I have a responsibility...
To throw a brick at his head?
Yeah. No, to say something. This is such a thing that people will not even talk about. You know, me and Dave talked about this on his show a while back, but it's like, you know, a lot of the reason we're talking about Prop 8 and how the reason it didn't get passed initially was because Black people were so engaged with politics during Obama's first run for presidency that everybody came out to vote, and they actually killed gay marriage being passed in California. It was literally Black people coming out and going, no, that's not cool, but gay people can get married, that faggot shit. And you can't say it. You can't say it, because then you're racist. People are so afraid of looking racist, sexist, whatever, and it's so funny because when those worlds collide like that, it's just hilarious. So like, people don't know what to do.
One time, when I was going to one of the zombie crawls, I had on a dress, and I had a guy on the F train wrap his belt buckle around his fist while I was turned around and punch me in the eye.
Yeah.
And
the
hardest part about it was picking which Blazing Saddles quote to use to describe the guy.
Dude, listen to me. I'm telling you right now, I get it. You know, there's almost like, I mean, you should be a little bit afraid to go out wearing a fucking dress in New York City. I'm not saying it's right for somebody to punch you in the head, but
you have to think in your head there's a possibility.
Women talk about victim blaming. When it's a man, you can just very easily say that. Like, Zach, don't wear a fucking dress if you're walking through the hood, dude. You're going to probably get punched in the head, right? But it's like, no. I'm not victim blaming. Use logic here.
Yeah.
Use logic.
If you kind of ask for it.
Yeah, dude,
wait till you get to the bar.
Yeah, dude, put it on once you get to the place you're going.
Yeah, keep it in your backpack and then put it on.
You know, and it's like, you know, like, no, that guy should go to fucking jail, but you should also...
First of all, the dress didn't fit in my purse, so I had to wear it out.
But we should also be able to laugh in your face because you're a dummy for wearing the dress.
Yeah, why else would I bring it up? I understand that.
Yeah.
But that's a risk I take when I go out all fucking weird looking.
Is it worth it? All worth it?
Yeah.
But women, if you tell them, oh, ladies, just don't get drunk, wear a short skirt, and go fucking hang out at a fucking frat house. Just don't do that. I'm not saying that you deserve to be raped for doing that, but you're just fucking playing in fire. All you're doing is these are the guys that are going to probably rape you.
Yeah.
You're getting drunk. You're wearing something that's very attractive and draws men's eyes to you. It's like, no, anybody who touches you in an inappropriate way should go to prison. He's a piece of shit. He should be fucking killed. He should be shot.
Like, sometimes you can't help being attracted to a rapist. You know? You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know the end game. They look hot up top. You don't know.
It all comes back to personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. That's it.
So, it's the same. It's like if when you get in a car and you're drunk, that's on you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there are certain things you have to be aware of when you do them.
All right. Let's do some questions real quick. All right, real ass questions, guys. Solid show so far today, guys. Karen, who the fuck are you texting right now?
Micah Fox.
Stop. You're on a show.
Listen, it was the lead-in music. What am I paying attention to? What do I have to be? You were looking at your phone.
Production value.
Oh, suck a dick. Just go. What are the questions? Why is it? Who cares who I'm texting?
Justin Klinko wants to know, what are you looking forward to in 2016?
2017.
Cool question.
My hand job?
Same.
What are you looking forward to most in 2016 coming up this year? What is it, Tinkle? Could be anything. Could be a movie. Could be fucking watching Zach get a hand job on the Real Ass podcast.
I mean, I'm anxiously awaiting that.
Yeah.
What am I?
Oh, you're ready. Great.
Oh, I guess I'm excited. I'm going to be an uncle to twin girls coming up next month. So I guess I'm excited for that.
Yay, babies.
That's
babies
cool,
are
man. Are you going to be the godfather?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Do they pick different godfathers for twins?
Right. I don't know.
Ooh, that's a lot of organizing.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, because what I would do is I would pick different godparents, so then if the parents die, you just split up the kids.
I dated a twin. I don't know if he had a godparent.
An identical twin?
Yeah.
Weird. Oh, wait, I knew that.
Yeah?
I knew that. Why am I acting like I didn't know that?
I feel like they never talked about their godparents, though.
Yeah.
They were black, but I don't think black people do that, right?
Yeah.
They're kind of raised by the community. Yeah. Everybody's an aunt.
All right, let's go. Justin Klinko asked so many fucking questions.
More than, I mean, that was really great.
Sorry. That was a good one.
All encompassing. Mm-hmm.
Wait, is anyone else going to answer that?
Just you, Tink.
I know, what the fuck?
That's all right, dude. George Maldonado wants to know, where's everyone going to watch the Super Bowl? Or do you guys even give a fuck? LOL. To me, it's just another excuse to eat like shit and get fucked up. LOL. Two LOLs in one question.
Did you copy that from a Big J tweet?
Yeah.
Can we yell out faggot?
Yeah, Jorge, you are. All right, on the count of three, everyone call me faggot. 1, 2, 3. Faggot! All right. I'm watching the Super Bowl here, and we're going to have a halftime show. Last week we had this amazing halftime show.
Yeah, we already had one.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, mm-hmm. guys. And we watched Super Bowl.
Sorry, I couldn't make it.
Carolina won.
Karen got drunk, gave everyone hand jobs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go Bears.
How come girls always yell that while they jerk me off?
Ah, shit. Joe Liss wants to know, I have a two-parter. If we ask a question, do we have to listen to your show to hear the answer? Okay.
Well, if it was your show, it would take us 45 minutes to answer that.
Oh, shots fired, podcast wars! And if so, why? Thank you, Joe. Thank you. George Landry wants to know, I've just started hitting the gym and eating better, but I work second shift and I find it hard to not eat after work before bed. Any advice on a healthy snack / meal for the nighttime?
Healthy snack, Benadryl.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, it's very true. Yeah.
No, she knows a guy named Ben.
Yeah. And he drills her.
And then the drilling.
Listen to me. Here's the thing. I think it's I think it's a myth when they say, it's not a myth, but when they say don't eat anything at night because you'll gain weight from eating at night.
That's not
if
a
you're,
myth.
It's no, it is a myth. If you're in crazy shape, right, and you have abs popping, and you and you're really like training, and you're like that's your thing. Yeah, if you eat at night, it's gonna make a difference. Your abs are gonna go away. They're not gonna look as good. I'm looking at George Landry.
I
love George.
True.
George is a fucking man.
He's one of my. That's no. true.
I'm telling you, it is.
I have abs, and I eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
You also have the body of an Asian boy. Okay, yeah. You have no fat on your body.
Yes, I do. I have plenty of fat on my body. I have a big butt. I have a big.
Well, your ass. You have a huge, nice ass. That's it.
But no,
there's no fat anywhere else.
I think it depends what you eat.
Let me say this. No, obviously it depends what you eat, but he's following the real diet. He's eating better, okay? He's hitting the gym. My point is George Landry is kind of a fat fuck. No offense, George. We love you. You know, you're looking better already. I see it in your face. You're glowing. But you're not – if you eat fucking certain things at night, it's not going to make any difference on you. It is just it is what you eat. And I think a lot of people have a hard time figuring out what to eat when they're on the real diet. I eat a ton of fucking nuts. I eat cheese. I eat meat. Like, I'll eat, like, beef jerky at night. You want to just try to find, like, beef jerky that doesn't have a ton of sugar in it. But, I mean, dude, nuts and cheese are, like, my go-to at night. I'll get, like, mozzarella sticks, like, you know, cheese sticks.
Mozzarella sticks are not good. It's fried.
No, fried. Not...
He meant, like, string cheese.
String cheese.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And... You know, that's the stuff that I eat, but really anything. You could eat anything on the real ass diet at night. What?
No, I'm just laughing at his.
Oh, he's just
like he said mozzarella sticks. That's
fucking...
Yeah, but
you went right to string cheese, though.
Yeah.
It was like when he said cheese, I wasn't thinking nachos.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew what he was.
I was thinking like little pieces of brie.
You eat like shit, Karen. I've watched you
Thank
eat at night.
You.
No, you eat candy, right? You're a candy.
I was like, before I go to bed, I'll eat one of those 50-cent honey buns.
Yeah, you're disgusting.
Reese's peanut butter cups. Count,
we went to a deli after a show, and she buys, you know, it's not even like she'll buy like good cupcakes or cookies. She'll buy like shitty.
I love that. Like, yeah, like ring packaged devil dogs, Twinkies.
That's like, like nobody, yeah, once you're an adult, you stop eating those. Like, we figured out that that's just cancer.
Yeah.
Like, we figured it out.
Oh,
that's
so
not even
good.
Like real
I'm
food.
I'm hooked. They got me. Can't wait.
But yeah, I mean, I would say, George, go with nuts, go with trail mix, go with beef jerky. Go
Eat
with
a honey bun, George.
Deli meats. What do you eat at night, Zach, now that you're on the real estate diet?
Mozzarella, like, and roasted red peppers.
Ooh, yeah. Fancy, a little balsamic.
Over lettuce, yeah. Mm.
And then you put a honey bun underneath.
No, man, I haven't had. I've been so good, Karen.
I know, you look good. I know, I can tell. I'm
terrified. We are going to register you on a scale one day.
Yeah, one day.
Register?
The scale's going to register.
I know. The way you said it was funny,
it
though.
It sounded like he was signing up for college classes at the scale.
Chris Scopo, Flow Ruiner.
I hate you so much, Chris.
Is Matt, the scale going to vote?
Matt Lipton.
Jesus, fuck.
Matt Lipton wants to know, following the fall of Iraqi regime,
okay.
Do you think ISIS is a tactical byproduct of neoconservative strategy to destabilize the region, or is this yet another example of the U.S. Again creating another war we have to fight for years on end?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that.
Good question, because... Matt.
Matt got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what
this
the
wrong
fuck
podcast.
You just said. Yeah. For Dave. I'm going to forward this
to
one
like
of
two
the
questions. That podcast is at 6 tonight.
Yeah, the question that like he was going to send us was, what color are you guys' pubes? And he made a mistake.
Yeah, translate that and get it back to us.
Okay. Let's see. Anything else? Anything else? Anything else? What?
I got a couple.
You got a couple?
There's a couple on the Real S podcast Twitter.
Okay.
Nice work, Maddie.
Thanks, Maddie.
You're welcome.
Don't compliment him. He has to work himself up to compliments, which is like he has to do 100 or 200 good things in order to make up for all the things that he's fucked up, and then he starts getting compliments.
I'm still in the
red. I just like that he hands
he's
you
deep in
and
the
screen was turned on when he handed it to you.
I think you should let Maddie sing every show.
John Amato, 33, on Twitter wants to know, are there things the fans do or say that irks comedians when they meet them? I'm always nervous in these situations. That's actually a great question.
Yes.
And this will be the last question we answer today. Tinkle.
Yeah. if you're doing the small towns, they're usually the guy that comes up and goes, I got one for you.
Yeah.
And it's usually the most fucking racist thing you've ever heard in your life. And then they cap it off with, you can go ahead and use that. It's like, yeah. Where? I'm going to use that. Where can I say that racist hate shit? That's kind of annoying. Or when they go, you know, I've always thought, everyone always told me I was really funny and I should do comedy.
Yeah.
I know. You only hang out, you're only talking to me so I could like tell you how to do comedy.
Well, that's the other thing is like, that's the thing that's almost like offensive.
Yeah.
Because, and we all did it, by the way. We all went to a comedy club. We saw some dude and we went, okay, I could do this. Yeah. And we don't want to be that guy. So if you come up to us and go, oh, dude, you know, I'm thinking about doing comedy. Then I saw you and I was like, you know what, dude, I can do it now. This is it. Yeah, yeah. You really inspired me. I'm not taking it as like, oh, you're looking at me. When I see Bill Burr, I want to quit comedy. You know what I'm saying? When you see somebody that's that good and you're like, fuck, dude, like, I'm never going to be.
Feels the same way when he sees you.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, you want to, you know, so, yeah, I think that that's almost like a weirdly, like, offensive thing when people go, like, oh, dude, I think I'm going to give it a go. You know, I watch you, and I figure, you know, any old fuckface could do it.
Yeah.
That's annoying. I think that when you come up to somebody, like, if they're eating or something like that, you, like, come up and say hi, come up and say you're a fan. I love that, dude. If I'm with a chick, if I'm walking down the street with a chick, and then fans come up to me in the middle.
That's
of,
the
dude,
best.
If you ever see a dude comic with a chick, okay, walking down the street, come up to them, not only tell them you're a fan, but really overdo it. Make them fucking look awesome. With anybody, fuck it. If you see them with anybody in the world, over fucking do it. Because you know how cool you look if you have fans that come up to you when you're with a chick? You look like you're the fucking man.
I've done that to comics that knew I was also a comic and knew me. And I walk up to them like I don't know who they are.
That's great.
And I was like, dude, your half an hour was so funny, man. Yeah. I just wanted to tell you I'm a huge fan. Walk away. I've done that to a few guys.
That's beautiful. That's a great move. That's a great... We should do that to each other. We should all just do that to each other. And is that kind of like some sort of like velociraptor rapey scheme? Like we're having multiple guys attack from multiple angles. I don't know. Is that out of, Karen? Is that out of
it
bounds?
Doesn't turn me on.
I'm not saying it doesn't turn you on, but is it out of bounds if guys are planning to have other guys come in and help them make them look cooler?
It's a little manipulative. What would you say if chicks are doing that?
They don't
like,
know.
Just
though.
Like sweep in and like I don't know, do something to make me look really cool and then leave.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you give great blowjobs.
Yeah.
Hi. I'm all, who's that guy? And all his friends that nodded. Yeah, no, that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I actually had this guy one time. So I was seeing this girl, and she was a little out of my league, and we just started seeing each other. And he came up to me in some like restaurant. Was like, dude, I saw you at the Punchline, blah, blah, blah. And he was kind of going on. It was almost a little too much, but I could see her face was just like lighting up, like, oh, shit. And then I saw the dude like a week later at a show, and he came up to me and was like, hey, man, did I help you out?
Like, I mean, totally, you don't think this is so. Yeah. Like, these are all crutches that you're using. Why don't you just develop a better personality?
Good one, Karen.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
I mean, like the these, like thing. No, I'm just.
How's
saying,
that a crutch? I didn't do anything.
He, like, these little me. Moves that you would plan
I didn't do,
with
I
your
didn't
friends.
Do it. I didn't
no, but
it.
It's subconsciously if you know the other, like somebody's going to do it.
I did.
What?
I was eating a fucking taco. What are you talking about? Some weirdo came up to me.
Oh, I wasn't
I didn't
really.
Plan it.
I wasn't really.
You weren't paying attention. Oh,
I know.
All right.
But I'm just saying, though, like, but if you guys were to do that.
Talk about developing a personality.
It's like if a guy Chris walked up to me and was like,
Flo Ruiner.
We'll blame Chris. What?
It's like if a guy walked up to me and was like, hey, man, I saw your video on YouTube. You killed that bitch.
All right. Look, man, this is, it's been a good one. It's been a good show, guys. I love having all you guys on the show. So, yeah, that's it. You got anything to plug, guys?
My two comedy albums are available online and on Pandora if you don't want to pay money.
Well, don't tell them about Pandora.
I don't give a fuck. I get money from it.
Terrible salesman.
No, I mean, I get money anyway from that.
Just said, that's like if you're selling cars, you're like, yeah, I did this car, it's, you know, top of the line 2016. Or you can take a bus, whatever you want. Get
dude,
some
the
better
way
strategy.
It is now, you make way more money from getting played than you do on sales now.
Do you know?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. Especially if you throw in the Sirius XM money in there.
No. Sirius XM money could really add up.
Yeah.
Do you do your albums clean now, right?
The new one, yeah. Last one was like a light R. I think only had like two F words, and the new
one's
not
bad.
Gonna have any.
Nice,
F-words.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, that I mean that will.
Well,
make
the first
you,
one had 190, so
that will make you fucking dough if you can do a clean album.
Yeah.
I can't. I can't do a clean 8 minutes. So
well, I cannot cuss, but all the content is not gonna be PG-13. It's still gonna be.
Yeah, Nate is on all the time on Sirius XM. Constantly. Yeah.
Nate told me how much money he makes off of Sound Exchange.
Yeah,
seriously. I mean, it's more money than most people that I know make. just off of sound exchange. That's what Nate makes. It's insane. It's fucking insane. It makes me so angry. Nate also just got a corporate gig. I mean, I should be talking about his business. I'm not gonna tell like the numbers. He told me how much money he's making off the corporate gig, and I'm gonna, when I see him, I'm saving up the energy. I'm gonna punch him square in the chest. It makes me so, like, more money than I guarantee any of us have made this year. Actually, not you, Tinkle. You got a great writing gig. But yeah, probably more money than anybody else in the room has made this year off of one gig. Oh, it's making me so angry.
And it's just for a bunch of employees who don't give a shit
either.
He's
not famous.
Yeah.
He's got 20,000 Twitter followers. It's making me furious.
Hey, Mr. Shkreli, I think it's great when you do all those age pages.
I think they're animals.
They shouldn't have been fucking anyway. Yeah. It's all God's plan.
Scopes, what's up, buddy?
Thursday, March 10th, I have a producing a show at New York Comedy Club. 10 p.m. show, come on out. There's $5 tickets if you want. Hit me up.
Jay Gomez will be on it.
Most likely, yeah.
No, I guess it's a no, huh? Piece of shit.
I haven't booked the show yet. I don't know.
Wow. Wow. It should be everybody on the Real Ass Podcast. You should have a Real Ass Podcast show with everybody on it.
I want to actually develop the show a little bit because I have to pay people. And they only get a very small budget. So I can only really pay one comic.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take the money. These guys will show up, and that'll be that.
All right.
I have another show that night.
Well, you weren't invited.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Karen, anything to plug? Tired. What do you got? What do you got?
When is this coming out again?
This is coming out...
Before February 11th?
Yeah.
Good. Come Wait, to the Bell House. Out... No, Maddie says no.
The 13th.
Oh, no, the 12th.
The 12th.
Just coming out the 12th.
Yeah. There you go, or that.
I don't know. Zach, go while I look at my
Last phone. Night, Karen got finger banged at that show. It was awesome.
What show?
The Bell House.
The Bell House.
Oh, yeah. I am going to be very naked. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, if you guys want to see comedy, you can do it anywhere. But if you want to see comedy and Karen naked, go to any of her shows. Because she really does a lot of shows in her underwear.
Everybody should come to... in Wendy Starling's show that I'm on.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Why would you bring...
You're plugging...
Why would you say the name?
My fucking show. Wait,
what is
Are you
wrong?
Out of your goddamn
fun.
Mind?
Yeah,
oh,
it's
are
exciting.
Those guys we fuck chicks?
It's called...
I like Wendy Starling. You like her, I like her.
It's a great show. I think Mike Vecchione is on that same
Hold
night.
Hold on, you know what? Do me a favor, Maddie, and post bleep out everything she just said.
Yeah, really?
I swear to God.
You're such a
I
baby.
Swear to God, I'll bleep it out.
You're such a baby.
No, they're inciting another fucking podcast war, and I'm trying to be nice. I've been saying that they're funny publicly lately, wishing them happiness and success. I don't give a fuck about these bitches. I don't care. But then they want to send a fan to come at me. You want to send a fan to come at me? Wrong guy. Wrong.
This is like a tiger in a
guy.
Cage.
No, no,
he wants to get the fuck out.
I'm ready to go at all times.
Who they send at you?
Some fucking fan named at Peter Luna on Twitter. Guys tweet at him.
Their first name.
Yeah, what did he say?
What?
Like, what did he say? What?
He's
how did
like,
he...
oh, I'm watching this guy Lewis's comedy. He stinks to them because I guess he knows about our. He read into our thing, and then they were like, "Why don't you tell him that personally?" And I was like, "Okay, you're gonna send him at me." And then my fans, he's like blocked like 100 people over the past 4 days, and now our fans are just attacking them nonstop and sending them pictures of fat girls eating shit. And I'm not gonna tell them to stop because they wanted to fucking send somebody at me. Don't send somebody at me. I have nothing but time.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Add me on Snapchat, Zach Amico's Dick. I don't have a date yet, but I'm doing a show in March that's a benefit to get service dogs for soldiers with PTSD, and I'm really psyched about it. Mm. So stay tuned, and I'll have a date for that.
Very nice.
Nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
All right, and guys, go to GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. I think in April I'll be out in Portland. Fuck, I got some other shit coming up. I apologize. Go to my website. I promise I'm going to update all the dates soon. I got a few headlining gigs coming up very soon in March and April. Westchester in March with Mike Cannon. We're doing a co-headline. So we'll have some fun stuff happening, guys. Also, make sure you guys check out the Countdown SiriusXM Rush 93 every Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Legion of Skanks, of course. And we will check you next week on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
that's all, folks.